FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Welcome to Monday night. If you've just joined us.
If you just got to Monday night now.
Good call, Tom. Oh, okay. Development show.
Yeah, big time over here.
Naughty After Nine, Tom, is everyone's favourite.
Yeah.
And it's for stuff like this. The NoFap movement that you discovered recently.
Well, no, let's not call it that. It's a registered trademark.
Yeah, but you discovered that trademark. You've made your own version, which is
No Masty Month.
No Masty Month.
The NMM. The NMM.
Well, there's a video on Facebook now.
It's called the NMM.
Oh, just hang on. Watching the video here. You've written NoFap warning. It's NoFap.
What are you doing?
There's no space, so it says NoFap, just so you know.
Yeah.
NoFap.
Yeah.
Was it one word?
That's how it's written.
NoFap.
Yes.
Sounds like an error to me.
You are bizarre. What? You know we're broadcasting.
Yeah.
Your brain is all over the space.
No, I'm just clarifying an error that you've done on the video here.
Okay.
But people should go and watch it for one. But two, one of the comments says, it should be the original No Nut November.
That's a good name. That's a good name.
Yeah, I know it is. Better than NoFap movement.
Okay. Well, do you want an update? What do you want for that? You just want to send people the video?
You want more members, don't you? You want more crew?
Yeah, you can join the No Masty Month.
Don't make it sound like you don't care. The whole point is people get involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah sure. Join.
Well, it's a bit of a late joiner though, isn't it?
Yeah, why is that?
Because I didn't do the video on time.
Yeah, didn't do your job.
Hey, up next, we're going to be talking about being assaulted out of the blue.
Yeah. It's not naughty.
Oh, God.
It's not naughty.
Shouldn't have pressed play on that song when I did that.
Good choice of song here, Tom.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, 133353, we will be asking... No, call now. Have you been assaulted out of the blue? Give us a call, 133353. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Naughty After Nine.
Oh, rock and double play. When I come around Green Day before that, you got to fight for your right to party, Beastie Boys. G'day, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, and after 9 o'clock...
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
We will get fun in a second as we ask for your orgasm personal best.
Yes.
But right now, let's get serious. We're talking about being assaulted out of the blue. Now, it wasn't too long ago, Ollie, that we were speaking to Daniel after we asked the question if you do drugs at work. Now, he worked in a supermarket, and part of the culture of that supermarket, especially amongst kind of Daniel's friends, was that they would partake in the drug ice even on shift.
Yeah.
Now, Daniel has since kind of looked back on that situation and sees how stupid it was.
Well, he did 2 years jail, and he admits that he was young and dumb and, you know, early 20s or even 20 years old or so.
He gave this drug to a 17-year-old, I'm pretty sure it was a 17-year-old boy on shift. And this is the first time he took it, and this is what happened.
And because of the disgusting drug, he lost his temper and then he hit a customer. This customer was a 60-year-old woman, like, just minding her own business. He just hit her out of nowhere.
Was that after the first time doing it or after a few
times? It was the first time. Like, it was about 40 seconds. He walked inside and then just lost his thing.
Which is absolutely crazy. And I was talking about this with a group of mates on the weekend, Ollie, and one of my mates said that it happened to his girlfriend. She was simply on the tram down in Melbourne, and she got hit just out of the blue, assaulted, and... she had to be dragged off the tram, and he got a phone call from a stranger being like, your girlfriend's been hit.
Wow.
Been assaulted. You need to come down quickly. And so it's just absolutely scary stuff. The idea of being assaulted just out of the blue.
Yeah, look, we're not making it sound like this happens a lot. I think it's pretty rare, but when it does happen, as you say, Tom, it's shocking but fascinating. And I want to hear from any stories you have about this, where maybe you saw it happen or... ideally, it happened to you.
133353.
Assaulted out of the blue.
Yeah. Hey, Josh.
How you going, guys?
This happened to you, mate.
Yeah. So I was heading up for a big night with the boys on Sydney Road. I just moved here to New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And about 100 metres up, I could see this guy, like, in dress clothes, fully running up the street. And I thought, oh, what this guy's doing? Maybe he's getting chased. Maybe someone's, like, God knows what happened. Anyway, he's like running straight in my direction. I thought he's going to move out of the way, so I sort of veer to the left, and then he just runs straight at me and just starts swinging. So,
he just started punching you.
Yeah, just like ran into me, like dragged me, and just started hitting me.
Why was he running at you? What was his deal?
I've got no idea. So my instinct just popped in, and I just started hitting him back, and he wasn't really budging, and I had a little bit of force behind there. And then my mate smashed the beer can over his head. And we sort of got him onto the ground, and then everyone came out of his club and said that we were attacking him because they saw the end of it.
Then
he's gone on up and said, "You've attacked me, what have you done?" And I'm like, "Dude, like what happened? Like, why did you do that?" And then I sort of figured, like, yeah, he's definitely on some substance. So.
Yeah. So how did it wrap up? Did you just leave? Was there a police report?
Well, he ruined my dress shirt, so I asked him if he could pay for some money so I could get a new dress shirt, because I wasn't on very good money at the time.
Surely he wasn't of peace of mind for that.
Yeah, I sort of wasn't too freaked out from it, but looking back on it, I find it really strange.
Wow. That's out of the blue.
It's a full-on story. It's straight out of a horror movie, even, Ollie.
You have to assume, in those scenarios, that drugs are involved. We're not asking for specific drug stories.
No.
But I'm guessing they might, intersect a lot with these stories.
It's shocking stuff when it happens. But have you been assaulted out of the blue? 133353. Let's hope it's a rare occurrence. We don't get calls, but we will be taking them after this. Horror movie, Skyhooks. Naughty After Nine. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. I really like that song. Horror movie, Skyhooks, Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
I love all the songs, man.
Same.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Obviously. I mean, you love Gang of Youths and that's it. That's all you like.
No, I love all the songs.
ARIA award-winning Gang of Youths. There it was again. Thanks, Tom.
We'll get fun in a second. What's your orgasm personal best in one session? We'll be asking very soon. But right now, 133353, have you been assaulted out of the blue? We heard from Daniel a few weeks ago, who said that when one of his co-workers took the drug ice at a supermarket, he went in and assaulted a 60-year-old customer.
Punched an old lady. We just thought we'd get you down on a Monday with some heavy, heavy stuff. But no, we do like to get into some vaguely more serious or at least less humorous stuff from here from time to time, rather. Peter, what is your experience with out-of-the-blue assault?
G'day, boys. How you doing?
Very good, Peter. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad. So I was on the footy field, actually, playing down one end of the ground, and the other team was a bit short, so obviously they'd grabbed some random fill-ins. And this particular guy I was playing on was going nuts at the umpire, and I said, "Mate, just calm down a bit." Yeah. He proceeded to grab me, threw me on my back, pinned me across the chest, and then just laid into my head. So a couple of broken eye sockets and a broken nose later. He went back to jail because he was out on probation.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. That's going to do it.
So not just an angry, white line fever umpire aggression, just pure prison kind of stuff.
Yeah, a bit of a street fighter in his spare time, I think. Ooh. So wasn't seeing that one coming.
Was he pretty scary to look at, or was it surprising to come from?
No, he was pretty unassuming, actually. So, yeah.
How does that leave you mentally, Peter? Is that kind of... Does that leave you with any psychological kind of scarring? And thank you very much for the answer. Peter must have dropped out there, unfortunately. Let's head over to Jackie on 133353. Jackie, you've been assaulted out of the blue.
I have. It was one evening. It was 6:30. I was driving down Chapel Street. The fire trucks were coming past. So I pulled over at the Tarantown Hall there. And this guy just started kicking my car door in. And I'm just going, and he was like at eye level. And everybody just glared and said, nobody had come near me, no one had helped. So I just locked the door, drove off. I went straight to the police station. Yeah. And he said, he's homeless, he's on ice, they know who it is. You know, I could lay charges, but he doesn't have a home.
Oh, wow.
And it was scary. I drive with my car door locked all the time now, day and night.
Really? It's scary. Why did he pick you, do you reckon?
I think I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I was just in his space. I don't know.
You can expect that kind of stuff at a party area at like midnight or 4 a.m, but it's weird at 6:30 as well.
Yeah. It put the wind up me.
Yeah.
So you just got to be aware. Got to be safe.
Last thing I want to do, though, is fear monger.
No. mean, the only positive thing I would say is just look out for your mates. And even as Jackie said there, look out for strangers as well. You know, if you can chime in and just through the power of numbers, stop that kind of stuff, then of course you want to do it rather than just watching on.
Nice stuff, Ollie. Up next, personal story from you about your PB for the Big O.
Oh, mate, you bit of bragging up next.
Okay.
Tell you what.
Good, stick around. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We're going home, Vance Joy, the new one from him. Check out his album, Nation of Two. It's really nice. Good little listen. Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
No aria yet, though, which you're waiting for, obviously, Tom, because that's what you need to enjoy music.
That is all we do.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Tom, I don't want to brag, but over the weekend, had a PB in the bedroom. Had a personal best. I could say a world record. I could say a national record. I don't know.
A world record for you, which is your personal best.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know where the world record stands in this.
Hang on, hang on. So what are we talking? One session?
I'm talking about the number of orgasms But I mean, I can count mine in the figure. How many do you think? How many orgasms do you think my partner, Sarah, was able to have in a session?
Oh, this is...
Is this weird?
This is next level sharing.
Well,
and have you got all the all okay?
I have.
Okay.
Shouldn't have said her name, but oh well.
Okay, so you're asking me...
I'm saying as a PB, I'm just...
You're asking me how many orgasms I think your girlfriend had on the weekend.
What do you think's normal?
It's so weird.
What do you think's normal?
Like one or two.
Like everyone's different.
Like one or two.
One or two. Yeah, that's probably pretty accurate.
Mm-hmm. One or two.
Occasionally it's a zero.
Mate, you're talking to a massive homo here, so...
Yeah, I know. But you had a girlfriend once.
Yeah, sure.
You had sex. Did they ever orgasm? Did they ever...
Excuse me?
Did they ever... Were you able to...
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry, that off limits.
I don't know.
Look, all right. I'll come out and say it. Normally one or two, sometimes zero. Managed to just rip out four. Four. Sarah had four.
Say her name again. That's good. In the same sentence.
Annoying. But I mean, that's a new PB. I'm annoyed that you're a gay, and for you it means nothing.
Yeah.
Because I'm just getting a blank look.
Well, if I have four, you know, if I have four,
you couldn't have four
orgasms. The last one would be hurting.
I know.
You know.
So I guess the question is: look, that's my PB. Is it a world record? Maybe you can clarify for me by.
What do you want through one for people here? Because this is going to be weird.
I want to know how many times people have orgasmed during sex. I mean, the session itself actually had five orgasms, if you count mine. But no one ever does that. How many times, what's the
this
most...
This is shameful self-promotion.
Well, in the absence of you having anything in your weekend, I've got to bring
Can I ask, of course, with, you know, did you do anything differently? Like, what do you think made this PB happen? Did you light a candle?
I think we had a big weekend together of being close but not having sex for like a day or two.
You had a bit of build up.
A big build up to it.
Pent up sexual energy.
Yes.
You don't get to see your girlfriend much because you work nights. You go home, she's asleep, you try and wake her up, she's like, "No, get off me, you horrible human being, you're disgusting, you smell."
On a night I had a night with the lads.
Please wash with soap, and you're going, "No,
Okay. Well, we're talking about a guy who had four big O's with his girlfriend. So you can't get me down, mate. I'm up and about.
Right,
okay. So 133353, a chance to shamelessly self-promote, as you say.
Yep.
But what is normal for you? I mean, and I'm thinking for the ladies, by the way, because guys, the answer's pretty standard.
Do you want guys who have given girls lots, or do you just want girls, or what do you want?
Well, guys can speak on what they've been involved with girls, and girls can tell us straight from the mouth what it was like on 133353. How many orgasms have you had? What's the highest number we can get of orgasms in a session?
133353.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Triple M.
Said it again.
development show.
Development show. We're talking world records or PBs, whatever you can muster, in terms of orgasms during sex. had a particularly successful session over the weekend, and I am shouting from the rooftops about it. Four orgasms for the girlfriend. One for myself. That equals five. You're welcome.
Chris, what's your big OPB?
Well, every day when we have sex, I always make my girl come twice. I know it's not like five, six times like people say, but but every day, like, first I make her come.
Okay,
orally.
Let's just stop. Chris, you need to clear up the language here, mate. Let's just use the big O or the normal word orgasm.
What did I say?
Let's see.
Oh, okay. Orgasm.
Yep, great.
So it sounds like, Chris, you're saying you're more of a consistency rather than large numbers.
Well, every time, at least it has to be twice. Like, sometimes I've got to go to work. We haven't got that long. But it's always first orally, you know, and then the other way. But if I don't, I don't really mind, as long as she gets to.
That's great. That's very generous of you.
Selfless.
Are they through penetrative?
No, he just said the first one the second one is.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know.
133353. We want your personal PBs when it comes to the big O, the orgasm. Give us a call, 133353. You with Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Naughty After Nine, alone with you now, the Sunny Boys. Oh, what will happen? The Sunny Boys alone with you. Just alone with you, Ollie. And
you and me.
And you on 133353. It is Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions at after 9 o'clock.
A Tom and Ollie.
Oh, what? Hang on, what did you say?
Belle still here? Oh, no, she's there. Hey, Belle. Just checking in.
Why are you checking in with producer Belle?
Well, you were saying it's just us two.
Oh.
Belle's here.
Yeah, good call.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
A whole bunch of just big ups coming from you, isn't there, right now on 133353. We're talking about the personal bests for the big orgasm, the big O.
Who's pretty good in the sack? This guy, as of the weekend, had a PB.
Sorry, you know you're talking about, like, how great you are at sex and how much...
Sex king.
And how much, you know, you're doing it when I'm...
Big dog.
When I'm on the no-masty month, so...
Yeah, but you're allowed to have sex. There's no rules against that.
Yeah, well, it's tough.
Is it?
Yeah.
What? Met a guy recently, you found someone, surely you're getting it done.
Don't say that, because now that ruins the mystique. I was trying to pretend I'm single and I don't have any. You know, yes, I did have quite a lot of sex, but it didn't need a say.
Feel
I was trying
sorry
to,
for me.
You know, I was trying to build up the mystique,
you want
the story, you know?
There's no mystique around your sad sex life.
It's radio, mate. I'm painting a picture. It may not be the truth, but it's a picture.
I've got a lot to learn from you about radio.
You do.
I mean, I'm a development show, and you're a professional.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Very good, Brett. Obviously, I'm up and about after a huge weekend of orgasming. I mean, no, for me, it was normal. My partner had a PB. It was four in the session. How many do you get out of a session normally?
Yeah, sorry, man. I'm going to put you to shame.
Cut him off. Cut him off.
number nine.
Oh, wow. Cool. With your girlfriend, partner, wife?
With my girlfriend, yes.
No, wow. She does nine.
She does nine.
She's like Brett Lee with Weet-Bix.
Exactly.
How often is this happening, Brett?
Well, we've only she lives interstate at the moment, every time we get together, it's just mind blowing sex. Wow. It's just she after 20 something years of a bad marriage, she's discovering the fact that she can actually do this stuff.
Okay, so you reckon you're the key? So, because I was going to ask, is this not for her like normal to have a lot of orgasms? But you reckon you've caused it?
Well, between the two of us, anyway.
So, before you, was she? How many would she have? Do you reckon?
She'd be lucky to have maybe two a year.
Oh, wow! Biannually.
Do you? Does she explain exactly what it is about you? Have you talked about it? Do you know the exact thing that you do that no one else has?
But I'm not really exactly willing to go into that. It's perhaps maybe a size thing.
Yeah.
But,
So, but are you spending a long time doing it? Is it hard work or does it just work well for the two of you?
It works well for the two of us, but it's an easy hour plus session every time.
Oh, wow. Jeez. You're going a while, Brett.
Yeah, we've got at our age, you've got to take your time.
How old are you?
I'm 45.
That's awesome. Well, how long have you been together for?
We've been seeing each other for, probably about 3-4 months.
Oh, yeah, fresh, good stuff.
And yeah, only get together maybe once a month if we're lucky.
Okay, ladies will be listening to this and just wanting to meet Brett.
Yeah. Brett is one of three callers, though, and if Bell's doing her job properly, we're going to get higher. I mean, Bell might have cocked it up, let's be honest. She's been sick tonight, JB, how many orgasms are you having, or is your partner having in a session?
Last session, she had 10, and she gave me 6. You
sexy thing, sexy thing, you. She's sexy thing, JB. I mean, I'll start with her. 10, is that normal for her, or are you guys a long-term thing?
No, we're not together now. We split about 2 weeks ago.
Okay,
Yeah, recent, though. We've been building up over time. She wasn't normal for her to have that many.
Right.
That was her record.
And so she was saying that you were doing a pretty good job.
I must have been. I can't go into too much detail, but
can I ask, was it a mixture of penetration and foreplay, etc.?
Yeah,
a mixture. Yeah.
Yeah, more penetration though than foreplay. Yeah.
And how the hell are you having 6 orgasms as a man?
I was legless, but I don't know. I had trouble getting out of bed, I can tell you that. My legs were not functioning at all.
That's insane.
That good. It was that good. His legs were numb. Not sure what's going on there, but...
Hey, Mari.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for getting involved, of course, a content warning for after 9 o'clock. What is your personal best when it comes to orgasms? Huh?
27
orgasms.
Yep.
In a session.
Yep, in one session.
How do you achieve? Is that for you? Is that normal, or that was a once off?
No. I always have a few during our sessions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But 25, 27 is outrageous.
Yeah.
Mari, is that good?
Amazing.
So it's good to have 27.
Yeah.
Because for a man, you would just be spent, literally.
Yours are different, mate.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's heaven.
It's pretty good.
So every time, would you want 27?
No, not every time. I average about 10 to 15 every time.
So are they coming at regular intervals, pardon the pun? Oh, yeah, they are.
Yep.
So you're not you're not just bang, bang, bang in a row. They're sort of spaced
out? No. Yeah. So consistently, but not.
And how long is the session for that to happen?
How long is the session? An hour?
Yeah, right.
That's insane, Mari. Well, thank you very much for sharing.
No way.
Well, my girlfriend had 4, so take that.
You know what the secret is? It's being on top.
Oh, for girls, being on top.
Yeah, being on top.
I'm a fan of that.
As Beyonce would say, put your love on top.
Put your love on top. And as Sean Paul would say, get busy.
You know, two Triple M references. Yeah. Jeez, how did we get this job?
I don't know. But how good's Soundgarden?
Oh, mate.
Stuff Beyonce.
You don't need to tell me twice.
You don't need Beyonce. You don't need Sean Paul. Get busy, shake that thing, miss.
Let's just let the music play, mate.
Playing, yeah, sorry, yeah.
Triple M, Tom and Ollie, Naughty After 9. Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun, Triple M's Tom and Ollie nearly need to chuff off. Before then, look, I need to give you an update on something that's going to be happening all month.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Don't do that.
What?
You just made a very graphic symbol to me.
I was doing
Ollie.
Your symbol of the No Masty month. Which is just you furiously jerking off a banana.
I wouldn't have said that.
Come on, mate. Tell us about your new program. Not Weight Watchers.
Okay, this is a 30-day program that I'm doing. It's called No Masty Month. Here's the deal.
You started it. Come on, talk about it. You pioneered it.
I have decided to not masturbate for a full month. 30 days.
He's the hero we need, people.
Well,
it's the hero we need.
You know, there is a program called the No Fat Movement. It's a registered trademark, so I'm not saying that I'm part of that because you do have to pay for a course for that one.
The NoFap Movement, as you call it on the video on Facebook.
Well, that's how it's spelled. It's spelled without a space, so that's how I spelt it.
Error.
No, well, it's not an error. It's how you actually spell it. It's like spelling iPhone with a space.
I'm doing the NoFap. Yeah, sounds good, man.
Okay. I've got a whole bunch of men that are joining me on this one. We did ask for girls, but they didn't want to get involved. So I've got 10 dudes that are part of this Kick Messenger group where we're all messaging around tips, tricks, how we're feeling.
Which ironically makes it harder for you to have a whole bunch of men joining you for a month and then you're meant to not enjoy it, which is, I can see why that's really hard for you.
Anyway, this afternoon I asked, how's everyone feeling? Any updates? Shay has
eggplant, saying, eggplant emoji, eggplant emoji.
Shay said, sent a GIF of the guy out of Hercules just saying, okay, fine, I'm cool, I'm fine. he then wrote, thank goodness for good friends to spend the weekend hanging out with.
Okay. Because
there's this whole part of the weekend that I think a lot of men have found that there's a lot of free time that you have during the weekend, and what are you going to fill that with? Well, I don't know, I might light a candle, run a bath.
Yeah, well, I mean, for you historically, a Sunday session was a 1 till 6 p.m. Masty go. So you'd do an ad nauseum.
It's pretty funny. A lot of these guys, though, have now just started swapping gamer tags. So they've been jumping on Steam, swapping their gamer tags because they're just going to turn into gamers.
They're just new friends.
Yeah, they're all saying at the end of the 30 days, we're going to get together, have a beer, which I reckon is a pretty good idea.
Yeah, have a beer and obviously...
You know what you we know, need?
Finalize the whole project just, by having a group one.
Just like the American version of The Bachelor, where they have like the love room where there's no cameras allowed. It should be a get together where we have a whole bunch of beers and then it's like, all right, it's your turn, Ollie, to jump into the room.
And it's a big plot for Tom to have a bunch of dudes
hanging out
with him.
Whoa,
is that what that is?
Whoa.
What?
No.
It's not
don't
that.
Turn
oh, you're
it
saying
like that.
There's a room where you go. You know, it's not a group thing. You're
no.
Saying. Okay.
Just go in there by yourself. A great story that came out of this was that one of the guys went to a herb and chili festival over the weekend, Ollie. He got himself a few packets of really spicy jerky. And what he says is, if any of you lads want something to help you not, in commas, accidentally start touching yourself on a lonely night, he said, eat some of these, then forget you haven't washed your hands.
Oh, good.
He said, to be clear, all I did was scratch my balls, but haven't been near nor thought about anything involving that location since.
Great.
So we're all sharing tips and tricks, and can I say...
A spicy jerky to avoid a spicy jerky.
Good.
Come on, how good's
nice,
that?
Nice, man.
Come on, Belle.
Well,
she's laughing. Belle's laughing.
Yeah, at least it's at the end of the show, you know?
Development show, by the way.
You don't know.
At the end of
that.
A development show.
Yeah, okay.
So can lads still join or is it too late?
Nah,
I think
they can join. They can full on join.
There's a video on Facebook where it's all summed up. If you want to catch that, you can also message us on that page, Tom and Ollie. And you'll find Tom's personal Kick Messenger group where all the lads are chatting.
That's right. You can join us. Get involved in the banter with the lads.
And
no masty.
For the ladies, I'm sorry, it's a fairly male-focused one, this one, but next time you can get involved.
Oh, but let
by,
you know,
by not getting
involved. Let's be honest.
You know. No. Men. men, masty.
Nah, we love our ladies, and thank you very much for getting involved in the show.
I love the ladies.
Same.
Do you though?
I don't need to answer that. See you tomorrow night.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.